We're all on a path, you see. We're all on the same path. We're just on different places along the path. We're all part of this perfection of the universe. And you start seeing the people as being there. And you also begin to see that they have to go through that. I heard an interview with somebody who was a musician not too long ago. And he was a classical musician. And the people that were interviewing him were also expert in this whole area. And they were all putting down rock music. And they were putting down some of the harsher forms of music as being uncivilized or more barbaric. And this one fellow who was very enlightened, he said, when I was 17 or 18 years old, I was a rock musician. And I would play that stuff real loud, and it would drive my family crazy and all of these kind of things. And then I moved from that into more sort of contemporary kind of music and ballads and things like that. And I had very little to do with the rock music. Now, he said, I compose classical music, and he plays classical music. And he said that each one of the places that I was at along the path, I needed to be at in order to be here. You can't be looking at somebody else who is not playing the kind of music that you like and judging them as wrong or improper or uncivilized. You have to get judgment out of you completely. And when you understand that judgment is a thought and that when you judge another person, you don't define them. You define yourself with your judgments. That's a definition of you, putting people into these slots and categories. If you see them not so much as where they should be, or where I would like them to be, but as where they are. And where they are is absolutely necessary. So you see them as here in this music analogy, playing this kind of music that is maybe offensive to people who know classical music or whatever. But you don't judge any of that. You say they have to be there. And if they're going to get someplace else along the line, then they have to do that as well. You begin to see that that makes sense for other people. In other words, if you're going to try to understand others in your life, you have to understand them as wherever they are in the path is where they have to be in order to get to the next place along the path. And you don't judge any of it. You accept it. So that seems very sensible for other people. But it also applies to ourselves, you see, so that everything that we are doing that we know isn't working for us, the constant striving, the constant seeking of approval, the depressions that we may be going through, the relationships that we're in which we're allowing other people to control us, the pursuit of stuff in order for us to have it and all of that, you don't judge yourself along where you are now and say, I shouldn't be doing this. Instead, you get to the point where you see yourself as having to go through this in order to get past it, in order to get to a point where it doesn't matter whether you have these things or don't have them. And then the irony is you'll have all that you need. It'll all come to you in the amounts that is sufficient to take care of your needs. There's no room for judgment any place in an awakened person or in a higher consciousness person. And you'll only see it when you believe it. When you really believe that and you catch yourself, I do it all the time. I will be talking to my wife and I'll say, well, not to be judgmental, but, and then I proceed to be judgmental about this thing that I don't like or that person who did something terrible to another human being in the newspaper. Maybe somebody killed somebody or somebody stole money from somebody or embezzled or whatever it is. And I'll read it and I'll see that I am being judgmental about it, but I sort of know to announce that I'm not really being judgmental. I'm really sort of above being judgmental, and then I proceed to be judgmental. Well, I don't stop myself and say, I shouldn't be being judgmental right now any longer. What I do is I accept that I have to identify that. I still have some judgmental stuff in me, and as long as I am judging other people, I'm not defining them. I'm defining myself. And then the next time, I'm less inclined to do that. And the next time, I'm less inclined to do that. Until eventually you get to the point where you can see people's behavior for what it is. You don't have to like it. You don't have to love it. You don't have to tell yourself that people have a right to hurt other people or anything like that. What you do is you stop judging it and you see them where they are. And then you do the same thing to yourself. You see yourself where you are. And then you realize that everything that you do, you need to do in order to get to the next step and the next and the next. And before long, the stuff that you were obsessed about that you had to have, you have more of it than you ever had before in your life. And it doesn't matter whether you have it or not. But as long as you have to have it, everything that you have to have owns you. That means you don't own yourself. And you're less and less and less consumed with it. And the irony is that you get more and more and more of it. And if you give more of it away and you treat it all in a non-judgmental, loving way, that whatever you're getting in, you just keep circulating and you're not attached to any of it. It just keeps moving and moving and moving and your whole life changes. anything that you say that you make important, you now put a judgment on it and you attach yourself to it. But I don't go that far to say that nothing is, even though someplace in me I wonder if that doesn't limit me. Limit me in the sense that a bad judgment is just as self-defeating or is just as unenlightened as a good judgment is. But nevertheless, I still have those. And I differ with a lot of the Eastern philosophers, which I have been studying a lot lately. I want to be informed about what I'm talking about. I think something that a lot of philosophers say isn't important, this whole business of attachment and so on, that is being love, being harmony, being serenity. Rowing your own boat gently down the stream, merrily, and understanding that it's all a dream.